It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Labor Department is allocating hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grant funding to support and develop apprenticeship programs around the country and here in Wisconsin.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin authored a bipartisan bill that was passed into law. It funds more than $285 million in grants nationwide. It includes healthcare apprenticeships in South Central Wisconsin.
When reached for comment, Baldwin told WPR that she hopes the money invested in the area will help meet growing labor demand in the state's healthcare industry.
The demand for skilled workers is only increasing, and it's why I'm fighting to increase access to apprenticeships and technical education so more workers can land good-paying jobs and participate in our Made in Wisconsin economy. I was thrilled to secure $4 million for the Workforce Development Board of South Central Wisconsin so more Wisconsinites can earn while they learn and meet the growing demand for skilled workers, particularly in the healthcare sector.
And to learn more about these apprenticeships, we have Bridget Willey, who leads UW Health's apprenticeship programs as Director for Allied Health Education and Career Pathways. Bridget, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And Becky Kickert is with us, Director of Development at the Workforce Development Board of South Central Wisconsin. She led the effort to apply for this federal grant. Becky, welcome.
Thank you, Kate, for having us.
Becky, starting with you, $4 million awarded to your Workforce Development Board. What does this mean? What will the money be used for?
Great question. We're really, really excited to be first awarded a federal Department of Labor competitive grant. It's called the Apprenticeship Building America Grant 2, focusing on our driver industry of healthcare. Healthcare is one of our driver industries in the region in South Central Wisconsin, and we're looking at growth of almost 7% in that industry over the next 4 to 5 years. And it really is exciting to focus on a earn and learn model of apprenticeship for our region.
About how many people might be trained through this Apprenticeship Building America grant award?
Sure. We are looking at serving two different kinds of populations. We're going to be serving our adult population and our registered apprenticeship programming. And then we are also looking at our youth apprenticeship, our juniors and seniors in our regional high schools in South Central Wisconsin as well. So putting the two together, we're looking at serving over 400 individuals.
And Bridget, you lead some of these registered apprenticeship programs at UW Health and partnering with the Workforce Development Board. What does it take to start a registered apprenticeship program?
Well, it takes incredible partnerships and a lot of work and support from the community, from the Workforce Development Boards, the Department of Workforce Development, and of course, our colleagues at UW Health. As you know, many people are aware that we've had some significant workforce shortages since the pandemic. This grant will help us address and increase training opportunities specifically for registered nursing and respiratory therapy, as well as surgical technology. So we're really excited about the possibility of expanding and scaling some of the programs that we've started here at UW Health.
Would you consider those to be the most acute workforce challenges?
Well, we have many acute workforce challenges. I think these are a few of them.
And what kind of apprenticeships are currently established through UW Health's programs? What have you laid the groundwork for so far?
Well, we have several apprenticeship programs, medical assistant apprenticeship. We have pharmacy technician registered apprenticeship, cardiovascular technology registered apprenticeship, along with the two newest programs, which are the registered nursing and the respiratory therapy apprenticeships. Those programs are, we partner with Madison College on those programs, and they are the first in the nation that will award both an academic degree and at least one credential so that folks can earn their state license to work in those occupations.
So you're really, it's the merging of the on-the-job training for the apprenticeship with the academics that go along with it. Is that difficult to pair those two aspects of the education together?
I think it's only difficult because we haven't done it too much before. So being first in the nation to pioneer this with our partners at Madison College has been incredibly helpful, I think, to other parts of the nation that are looking at wanting to do something similar. It's super exciting. It took us about 2 years of partnership work to build the curriculum that would be included, and then to work with the DWD to establish the paperwork necessary on the state level to make it a registered apprenticeship.
Becky, we're hearing about, you know, well-established apprenticeship programs. I'm wondering, outside of healthcare, is it difficult attracting employers to be developers of these types of apprenticeships instead of just trying to hire up new workers to fill jobs?
I would say apprenticeship in our region, in the South Central region, we're a leader in apprenticeship development. We utilize three forms of apprenticeship models: youth apprenticeship, which is our high school juniors and seniors. We have a certified pre-apprenticeship program as well as registered apprenticeship programs. And our board is the administrator for the youth apprenticeship program in the South Central region. And we serve over 700 students with 500 employers annually. So I believe the apprenticeship model is a model that employers in our region utilize to fill their workforce demands.
Why should the federal government, or the state government for that matter, invest in apprenticeship programs like the ones that your organization supports?
I think truly it's a earn and learn model that is very successful. An individual can have a family at home, go to school at one of their area technical colleges, ours here at Madison College, and then also work and earn a wage. And I think that model is very enticing and supportive by a lot of individuals. And it's a strategy aimed at job quality and good jobs.
With perhaps a person recently laid off, how viable is it to be able to retool, pivot, and go right into an apprenticeship program?
I think it's just linking up to the right partnership, whether it's going to one of our job centers here in our region and talking to a career planner, to visiting the technical college, or even just going to an employer and saying, I'm interested in an apprenticeship. Would you sponsor me as an apprentice? I think there's a lot of different strategies that an individual can use to get on that pathway.
We're talking about a $4 million grant awarded to the Workforce Development Board of South Central Wisconsin by the U.S. Department of Labor for healthcare apprenticeship programs. We have Becky Kickert with us, Director of Development at the Workforce Development Board of South Central Wisconsin. And Bridget Willey is here, Director for Allied Health Education and Career Pathways at UW Health. Bridget, what kind of people might thrive in an apprenticeship program? Who are the types of people are you looking for?
So usually it's people who are generally interested in careers in healthcare, but who have faced a variety of barriers in attaining a career in healthcare. As you know, healthcare is a highly regulated industry. So we have accreditation requirements for all educational programs that prepare people to work with patients. We also have state licensing requirements for many of our occupations and professions. And sometimes I think when people look at attaining a career in healthcare, it seems like there might be insurmountable challenges. One of those challenges is incurring student debt. And that's only if you don't also have family obligations or commitments. And so looking at a path for you that is where you don't incur student debt and you can also make a family supporting wage while you go through your program and then enter a career or occupation that provides you with further economic expansion opportunities, I think that makes this very attractive to people. I think during the pandemic, what we saw with the taking care of a very high number of very sick people is that this careers in healthcare might have become somewhat less attractive given, you know, the balance of patient care and sometimes the burnout that our professionals encounter. And so thinking about embarking on a 3 or 4 year pathway to becoming, for instance, a registered nurse, along with all of the costs associated, might have become even less attractive to folks. So I think now that we have firmly entered the space where we're creating more opportunity for people to enter these careers, who again may have been interested before, but just saw some challenges that seemed pretty insurmountable, we're addressing those challenges through building these registered apprenticeship programs. And so what we've seen is for the folks who have participated and graduated from the current programs is that we have increased loyalty to staying with UW Health as an employer because they see additional opportunity to develop. We've also seen a decrease in turnover and a decrease in our vacancy rates in a lot of the areas where we have established programs.
But I wonder, Bridget, is there a steep learning curve in some of these apprenticeship programs, like you mentioned, registered nurse, for someone who's transitioning from something, you know, well outside the bounds of healthcare and into a rigorous apprenticeship program?
Right. Yep. And we have seen that. And that is why we have established career pathways. So the first step on a career pathway, if you want to become a nurse, but you don't have any healthcare experience, would be we have an apprenticeship model program because it doesn't meet the state length requirements to be a registered apprenticeship. But we have an apprenticeship model program to train nursing assistants. Becoming a nursing assistant, it's about a 6-week training program. Again, we work on the apprenticeship model where folks are paid while they go through the training, and then working as a nursing assistant, A, to make sure the career is right for you, but also to get that important experience and learn more about what it's going to take to become a registered nurse. And so the folks we take into the registered nursing apprenticeship have all worked as nursing assistants for a minimum of 6 months prior to entering the RN apprenticeship program. Then while they're in the RN apprenticeship program, we provide a variety of wraparound supports. Part of what this grant will also pay for is an allocation of some funding support for individuals to apply for who are registered apprentices to support things like transportation, uniforms, potentially books, childcare, and other, you know, costs that kind of happen as you live life and but you're still pursuing your education. So I think that's really important. We also provide tutoring support, extra skills support, and then any other wraparound support services that someone might need or encounter while they're in one of the registered apprenticeship programs. Building in that holistic support has been critical to the success of the folks that we've had. We've had a combined total of well over 400 people graduate from our current registered apprenticeship programs over the last 6 years.
What does the future hold? How much can you build these programs?
Well, I think that depends a lot on our partnerships, growing and scaling our partnerships to right size and fit the needs of the healthcare industry. I would say registered apprenticeship has always been tied to the economy, but I think now that we have establish these first registered apprenticeship programs that award degrees, so satisfy regulatory requirements for some occupations and professions, the sky's the limit. Essentially, the way we've established the registered nursing and the respiratory therapy apprenticeship programs is that they could be replicated anywhere in the state of Wisconsin because we're working with the Wisconsin State Tech College system. If an employer was interested in working with their local branch. And these can also be replicated in other areas of the United States.
One thing that's distinct about apprenticeships compared to other forms of career education is you're getting paid while you work and you learn. And with this grant, there are other support opportunities built in as well. What are wages like generally for healthcare apprentices?
Yeah, so the minimum that any apprentice in any program at UW Health is paid is $18.50 an hour. And most are paid above that. Essentially, they're entering careers where the part of a registered apprenticeship is that we need to show wage progression from year to year. So every year that an apprentice is in a program, they will get an increase, a step up. And then when they finish a program, then they'll make the starting wage for instance, a registered nurse, which is somewhere around $25 an hour. And then from there, if they choose to further their education, become a nurse practitioner or go back to school, a master's prepared nurse, then they can increase wages from there. So it not only offers that family sustaining, you know, economic support while they're in the program, but it provides additional opportunities in the future for them to grow.
One criticism of apprenticeships might be that they're too specific, that they really kind of pigeonhole if someone would want to pivot careers or that they would want to try a different field. Is it difficult to pivot after an apprenticeship? Do you think these programs are offer that ability?
Yeah, so they absolutely offer that ability. And in fact, we've seen many of our employees who've completed the medical assistant apprenticeship or the nursing assistant apprenticeship go into either the respiratory therapy apprenticeship, the ophthalmic assistant apprenticeship. So there's plenty of opportunity for switching. The patient care skills that you would use, for instance, in becoming a medical assistant, which is currently a 12-month training program, can easily be expanded and grown so that someone can become a nurse or a respiratory therapist. So there is the sky's the limit when it comes to opportunity in healthcare. It might not always be that way in other industries, but for healthcare, I can safely say I have personally pivoted several times during my career, and so that is always an option.
Becky, turning to you as we start to wrap up here, it sounds as if healthcare has some well-established apprenticeship programs that are thriving. Are you trying to develop programs in fields outside of healthcare?
Absolutely. We have several industry sector groups, which are based by employers within our South Central region, and we really use them as our microphone. So we look to them to ask them questions on what their need is, what do they see as their next steps as industry, and what jobs are coming to the forefront. And we use them as our microphone to then communicate that information to the state and the federal government to really kind of focus on establishing what are those next driver industries, but also what are those next building blocks for career advancement and training opportunities. So we really look to our employers as our microphone and look to them to drive us further into the future.
Curious, what are you hearing? What are those driver industries?
Well, I'm sure you know there's a lot of infrastructure money coming down from the Biden administration. So we do hear a little bit more focus on the care industries, which is obviously healthcare, but also childcare and education. But then we're also looking at infrastructure in the way of construction and road building and solar and green. So those are some things that I think we're going to be seeing in the near future as some focuses that we'll be looking upon.
Well, Becky and Bridget, thank you so much for joining us and taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for having us.
That is Becky Kickert, who directs development at the Workforce Development Board of South Central Wisconsin, and Bridget Willey, who is the director for Allied Health Education and Career Pathways at UW Health.